you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show for those interested in the big and small moments of history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at the history of what might be the second most famous doll in the world. From his role as Barbie's perpetual boyfriend to his recent star turn as the poster boy of the patriarchy. The day was March 11th, 1961. Mattel introduced the Ken doll at the International Toy Fair in New York City. Ken, short for Kenneth Carson, was designed as the male counterpart to the popular Barbie doll, which Mattel had released just 2 years earlier. The 12-inch Ken doll was sculpted with an athletic physique and was available in two styles, one with blonde molded plastic hair and one with brown. Both styles of Ken had the same tan Caucasian skin tone, and both came dressed in a very short pair of red fabric swim trunks with a yellow towel and sandals. Before we go any further, I have to note that the exact date of Ken's introduction is a matter of some debate among collectors. The 1961 Toy Fair didn't officially open until March 13th, but it's believed that Mattel first showed off the Ken doll 2 days earlier at a special press preview. For that reason, the company itself considers March 11th to be Ken's official birthday, but many diehard fans regard March 13th as the one true Ken Day. Regardless of where you fall on the matter, we can all agree that Ken hit stores later that month for the suggested retail price of $3.50. He was created at the behest of consumers, who frequently wrote to Mattel, insisting that Barbie needed a boyfriend. The creator of Barbie, Ruth Handler, happily obliged, and even named the new doll after her son, Kenneth Handler. It was a somewhat bizarre tribute, though, considering that Barbie's namesake was Ruth's daughter, Barbara, which means the plastic couple was based on real-life siblings. Ruth worked with Mattel designers Jack Ryan and Charlotte Johnson to perfect Ken's boy-next-door appearance. They made him half an inch taller than a standard Barbie, and though Ruth pushed to make him anatomically correct, unlike Barbie, Mattel shot down the idea, much to Ken's eternal embarrassment. According to company lore, Ken and Barbie first met while shooting their first commercial in 1961. The black-and-white TV spot shows the pair meeting at a formal dance, presumably held in their canonical hometown of Willows, Wisconsin. The ad implies that Barbie and Ken were fated to get together, and even ends with the suggestion that their romance may lead all the way to the altar. Take a listen.
It all started at the dance. Barbie, the famous teenage fashion model doll by Mattel, felt that this was to be a special night. And then it happened. She met Ken, and somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together. So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend, with a complete wardrobe of perfectly tailored clothes of unmatched quality. Now Ken and Barbie meet for lunch at school, go to fraternity parties, and just relax together. Think of the fun you'll have taking Barbie and Ken on dates, dressing each one just right. You'll find Ken wherever toys are sold.
The commercial shows Ken modeling a wide variety of outfits, all of which were sold separately, before cutting to him in his standard beach look. Fans of Greta Gerwig's 2023 Barbie movie may remember that beach was the defining characteristic and vaguely worded job description of Ryan Gosling's version of Ken. And positioning Beach Ken as the primary Ken makes a lot of sense. The original doll sported a beach look, and in the decades since, more than a dozen different beach bum designs have been released, making it the character's most repeated profession by far. Luckily for Ken, his resume also includes a host of other jobs besides beach, more than 40 in fact. And just like Barbie, Ken's dabbled in some pretty diverse careers, including stints as an astronaut, chef, firefighter, country western singer, and more recently, as a barista. Oh, and in 1975, he apparently won Olympic gold medals in both swimming and skiing. More significantly, Ken also followed Barbie's lead by becoming a more inclusive character. In 1982, the first African-American Ken doll was introduced, Sensational Malibu Ken. The toy featured a unique head sculpt and an afro hairstyle made from real rooted hair instead of plastic. Other skin tones, eye colors, and body types have been gradually added over the years, making Ken dolls a better reflection of real-world people rather than just our clothes and careers. Still, no matter his appearance or occupation, Ken has never been all that popular among Barbie fans or collectors. Some kids and adults are exceptions, to be sure, but for the most part, people don't play with just a Ken doll. You buy Ken to go with your Barbie, and for that reason, he's always been viewed as more of an accessory than a standalone figure. That cultural perception of Ken as inessential and subordinate to Barbie has even played out in Mattel's marketing. In 2004, it was announced that Barbie and Ken had called it quits after 43 years of dating. The breakup was reportedly Barbie's decision, and while some fans were heartbroken to hear the news, many others thought it was a healthy acknowledgement that not every romance has to last forever. Furthering that idea, Barbie was allowed to move on, and there was even an official contest where fans got to choose her next beau. The eventual winner was an Australian surfer doll named Blaine. Ken, on the other hand, was shown to still be pining for Barbie. In 2006, the doll was given a makeover, purportedly in an effort to win her back. The plan apparently failed, though, because in 2011, billboards began appearing in New York and Los Angeles bearing messages from Ken pleading for Barbie to take him back. One of them read, "Barbie, we may be plastic, but our love is real." Although desperate and a little bit creepy, Ken's groveling seemed to do the trick. Later that same month, on Valentine's Day, Mattel announced that Barbie and Ken were back together, conveniently just in time for the couple's 50th anniversary. Ken's clingy nature has also informed the character's big screen appearances. In both the live-action Barbie movie and in Toy Story 3, Ken is defined almost entirely by his relationship, or lack thereof, to Barbie. Of course, in Greta Gerwig's Barbie, Ken also embarks on a journey of self-discovery, and by the end of the film, he's a much more content and independent character than he was at the beginning. It's unclear if that newfound agency will be carried forward in other incarnations of the character, or if Ken will eventually go back to just being Barbie's viable boyfriend. But at least for one brief moment, Ken got to be seen as something more than a mere accessory. No longer defined by his romantic tie to Barbie, he was just Ken, and that was enough. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Consider keeping up with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. where you can find us at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can get in touch directly by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.